Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O Mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
Hey, Big Fib listeners. It's summer vacation here at the Big Fib. I shouldn't even be recording this. I should be in the pool. But for the next few weeks, we will be re-airing some of our favorite summer-themed episodes, like Ice Cream, yum, Camp, boring, and Roller Coasters, terrifying. We hope you have a great summer break, and we'll be back with new episodes starting in August. And now I'm going to eat this huge pile of hot dogs.
I ate too many hot dogs.
Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Pants on fire.
One's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Pants on fire.
Pants on fire. It's down to the wire. Can you figure out who's who?
From Somerville, South Carolina, this is Pants on Fire. And now, here's your host and the woman who owes me 45 cents, Deborah Goldstein.
I paid you last Tuesday. Welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the delicious campfire s'mores of truth and the watered-down bug juice of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein.
We love her.
And also in the studio with me is our robot, Lisa, which stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Sonorousness at your service, Deborah.
Listen to you using fancy words to describe sounds.
I'm a very fancy robot.
That you are, Lisa. Why don't you please tell us how our game works?
Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other is a liar. And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who and to prove that kids cannot be fooled by lies. What are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about summer camp, a supervised program providing recreational and athletic facilities for children during the summer vacation period. Lisa, do you know anything about summer camp?
Yes, I went to robot camp.
Oh, really? I didn't know that there was any such thing as robot camp.
Oh, yeah, it's where they put you to pick on you.
Well, no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Why would any robot want to go to robot camp?
I didn't want to go, Deborah. I wanted to be with Mama and Papa.
Oh, this is a very sad tale.
Don't make me go back, Deborah.
You don't have to go back. Instead, why don't we learn more about our child contestant today?
Oh, okay.
Today's human child contestant from New York City, our nation's first capital city until they stop paying rent.
Cheapskate.
Hey.
Meet an 11-year-old who loves the ocean and everything that lives in it. Miles Legero.
Hey, Miles.
Hi.
Welcome to Pants on Fire. It's nice to have you here.
Yes, indeed. It is.
Yes, indeed. We'd love to know some truths about you, Miles. What do you like to do for fun?
I like building forts.
Forts.
Like, whether it's a pillow fort, blanket fort.
I love
fort
a good
with
pillow
a bunch
fort.
Of sticks on it. I think that's actually called a regular fort.
A traditional fort.
Yes.
So you're a fort connoisseur.
Yes, indeed.
I like it. That's an interesting truth. And you also love stingrays. Is that a truth?
Yes, indeed it is.
Yes. And it would make sense that it's also a truth that you do not care for seafood. Is that a truth?
That is also a truth. Free so, the animals!
Free them! Free them all! Don't eat them! So we've learned some true facts about you, but what if Lisa told you a fact and you have to see if you know if it's a truth or a lie? Do you think you could do that?
That sounds good.
Lisa, why don't you give Miles a fact?
All right, here we go. Here's a fact. There is no such thing as soup.
Miles, do you think that is the truth or a lie?
This is difficult.
Is it?
Yes. I'm going to say that soup is a thing.
Is a thing.
And oh, he knew it!
How did you know that? Do you have a lot of experience with soup, Miles?
Yes, indeed.
You're like, hey, man, I've seen soup.
Yeah. Or have I?
Or we're going to find out. Excellent. Well, I think that you might be in a perfect position to play this game. So let's find out how good you are at spotting our liar.
All righty, then.
He's ready.
Ventura references.
Let's meet our experts. A little welcome music for our experts, Lisa.
Oh, open the door and come on in, then close the door so the bugs don't get in.
That is good advice. Okay, our first expert, or is he, is Drew Bitterman. Drew, could you kindly introduce yourself to Miles?
Hi, Miles. My name is Drew Bitterman, and along with my wife, I'm the camp director of Camp Watito in the Berkshires, and we're the summer parents for about 200 children.
Interesting. Very good. Let's meet our second expert, Miriam Campbell. Please tell Miles who you are.
Hi, I'm Miriam Campbell, and I am the camp chef up at Catskill Creek, which is a smaller camp upstate and has about 45 to 50 kids every summer.
Nice to meet you both.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Miles, have you ever been to summer camp?
I have been to day camp, but not summer camp.
What did you do at day camp?
At day camp? Well,
did they have activities there?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth?
Yes.
Was it a trial camp?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I just like saying that.
Okay.
Your Honor, I object. Objection, Your Honor. Objection, Your Honor. I object. Your Honor, I protest.
Drum like a top. There's that sizzling sound. You know what that means.
It means my stingray panini is ready.
No!
Oh, man, I can't wait to eat this
Lisa,
stingray.
Lisa, you are dead to me.
Just like this stingray.
No, that sound means it's hot seat time. It's time to put our experts on the hot seat to see whose pants catch fire. Miles will ask our experts questions about summer camp and try to figure out who the liar is. Lisa, which expert should Miles put on the hot seat first?
Drew Bitterman!
Why?
Because I'm very bitter.
Oh, no. Maybe next time you should just flip a coin. Okay, Miles, do you have a question for Drew Bitterman in our hot seat?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
All right. What activities do you have at your camp?
Good question.
We have everything from athletics to adventure to cooking, water skiing, and anything kind of activity you think about. If you name it, we probably have it.
Squirrel riding.
Squirrel riding we don't have, actually, because...
Aww,
yeah,
that sounds
I'm
awesome.
Sorry. But we do have stingrays in our lake, which is nice.
Oh, yes.
You have stingrays in your lake?
No, I'm just kidding.
Aw. Oh, that would be too bad.
Are the children in your camp allowed to make fires, like, for cooking?
And revenge.
No. Yes, of course.
That is not allowed.
And for warmth.
So, Miles, our camp, we're situated around a lot of forest, so our campers are not allowed to make fires unattended. We do outdoor cooking and fort building and learn how to make fires, to like survival skills. At that point, they are able to build fires under supervised activity areas.
Look how he's pandering to your fort interest,
yes.
Miles.
Yes, it is.
Miles, you don't need to build fires just to stay warm at camp also, because you got a lot of, your mom and dad will send you with a lot of warm blankets to sleep under.
My mom and papa didn't.
Poor Lisa.
Terrible camp experience.
Hello, Miriam. What is your favorite meal at camp? What is the food like?
My favorite meal at camp are Sloppy Joes. I use my mom's recipe. She made them growing up all the time. It was something great that my family always had. My Sloppy Joes are my favorite because they remind me of my mom, and also the kids love them.
Family!
Yeah. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but there's like spices and barbecue sauce and tomato paste and...
What's the secret ingredient of an excellent Sloppy Joe recipe?
Sloppiness.
Sloppiness?
Yeah, if you make it too cleanly, no one eats it.
That's true. Well, I like to hide some diced mushrooms in there, which give it a little bit of a meatier texture, but it kind of is a nice surprise, and the kids don't know they're eating vegetables. but also, it's a spice blend as well. Like, I love a little cumin. I think some paprika in there and some smoked paprika really kind of bring out the good flavors.
Is candy and soda allowed at your camp?
It's not that it's not allowed. We just don't serve it because I try to be healthy. Because we are a smaller camp, there's some really great farmers markets in the area where I'll source some of our produce. But when it comes to drinks and snacks, everything is homemade. We do allow snacks. Like, I make chocolate chip cookies. It's not like it's a no sweets kind of deal. But I think that if you're going to do it, you should do it right. So we serve juice, we serve water, we serve soda water. There aren't any sodas, but we do have some treats that I'll make individually with my kitchen staff.
All right. Like the sneaky, healthy Sloppy Joes.
Mm-hmm. I'm good at being sneaky.
Yes. You share a common trait.
Yes. I knew I felt a kindred spirit.
I'm good at being sloppy.
Yes, you are.
I will continue with Drew.
Okay.
All right. Do your cabins have air conditioning?
So our cabins don't have air conditioning. Like I said, we're up in the Berkshires, which is a very beautiful mountainous region of Massachusetts, and we're on this beautiful large lake. So at nighttime, there's a lot of lake breezes that come off, or the cold air settles in the mountains. So we don't really need air conditioning.
Perfect. Natural air conditioning.
Exactly.
Correct. Have there ever been bears or unwanted animal incidents at your camp?
So there have not been unwanted or crazy incidents at camps, but we're up in the wildlife. So there definitely is a lot of animals that tend to roam around campus at nighttime. But we have not had any kind of experiences where it's turned out to be a bad situation.
Good.
Yes.
A relief.
I agree.
Oh, goodness.
So this is a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special question.
Okay.
A double question. How did you two start being officiated with camp? Did I pronounce that correctly?
No.
Thank you, Lisa.
What you meant to say was, how did you become officiated?
Officiated.
Yes,
that's right.
How did you become officiated?
So I'll go first. I have been cooking for most of my life just because my mom taught me and I love doing it. A group of my friends actually created a small catering company. And while we're pretty busy, the summer kind of dies off a little bit because a lot of our clients go on vacation or, ding, 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 their kids go to camp. So one of our clients was having a dinner party and they mentioned how their kid who goes upstate to this camp every summer was looking for a chef. And now for the past 5 or 6 summers, I applied for the job and I got it. And I've been there ever since. I love it.
Drew, it's your turn.
So I've been officiated with camps for a long time now. I went to camp as a child and loved the experience and really felt like it helped me become the person I am today. So I went actually to the camp that I'm the director of as a child and became a staff member at that same camp at Watito. And I've always wanted to be a camp director when I was a little kid. So I have been officiated, is that the word?
Yes,
I apologize.
That is the word.
So I've been officiated with different camps in my adult life for about 20 years. And I've been the director of my camp now for a little over 5 years.
Now, it's one thing to be a camper and love camp and then to have to run it and organize it. Is there something that
that you miss about being a camper that you don't get to do as a camp director?
I don't miss it at all, Deborah.
I know. It's been a very sad experience.
I love my mama, papa.
Poor Lisa.
Do I miss being a camper? No, it's really being a camp director is really awesome because you're able to watch children grow up and become who they are because of the experience that you're providing for them. So do I miss being a camper? No, not really. I love being able to be at camp and see their experiences and how it defines them.
Hi, listeners. Do you love shows like The Big Fib? What do you want to listen to next? I'm waiting. You know what? I don't want to pressure you. Download the GZM Shows app available in the App Store or Google Play for iOS and Android and peruse our fine selection of entertainment at your leisure. Or at your leisure. Or your lodger. Or your lotto. Or your mita. Or the bota. Or the kakak. Or the bota.
Support for The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter. Full disclosure, I have a cat, and his name is Arlo, and I'm obsessed with him. And when Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he needs a trip to the vet. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one reason why I use Pretty Litter. And I kid you not, before we got this sponsor, I was already using Pretty Litter for 2 years. And it's great! Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, its super light base minimizes mess and dust, and Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. But here's how Pretty Litter helps me with my cat's health. It changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. I swear, you and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as me and Arlo do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB to save 20%. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's get things moving. It's time for Shorts on Fire, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can, as fast as they can. Yes?
Lisa, can you please put a drum roll in?
That's not a roll.
No, I rolled a drum down
the stairs.
More
like a patter. Oh, I see. He's so literal.
Yes.
Okay, so Lisa will set a timer for the first expert. And Miles, you're going to ask your questions until Lisa's timer sounds. And then Lisa will reset the timer for the next expert to do the same. Not much time for thinking. Are you ready, experts?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Bring it on.
Okay. All right. So, Miles, let's start with Drew. You may start your questions now.
How do you treat a snake bite?
I don't know.
What is your favorite day of camp?
Visiting day.
How do you wake everyone up in the morning?
Wow, with your voice? That's pretty impressive.
By bugle.
Okay.
What is the most popular activity in your camp?
Cooking.
What is the best cure for homesickness?
A hug.
None.
How old is the oldest counselor at your camp?
Our oldest counselor is 24 years old.
What is the most common article of clothing campers lose?
Socks. I don't know if the washing machine eats them or if they just misplace them, but definitely socks.
I can relate to that. What is the first thing you do if a bear walked into camp? excuse me, what?
Stand really tall and start banging and making a lot of noise.
Right.
Oh, that's it. That's all we have time for that round. Well done. Excellent. And now Lisa is going to reset the timer. And Miles, you're going to ask Miriam the next set of Shorts on Fire questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. You may start asking your questions now.
What is the most pancakes you've ever had to make in one day?
Oh, my gosh. About 110.
Do you use the 5-second rule on your kitchen floor?
Absolutely not.
How long does it take to fry a bag of frozen french fries?
Well, we have to divide them up into the fryers, so it probably takes about 8 to 12 minutes to do half a bag, so like 20 minutes.
What's the last thing you do before closing the kitchen at night?
I make sure everything is closed and locked up and that everything is prepped for tomorrow.
What's in bug juice?
Bug juice is, I don't know, I don't make it. I normally just serve regular juice.
What is your least favorite summer camp food?
Anything involving tomatoes.
Oh, that's it. Well done. Oh. My gosh, those were difficult. Very Oof. Good. So we are at that time in our show, I think, Miles, hopefully, where you have all the information you need.
I think I know.
To make a decision. Okay, Miles, can you share with us who you think our liar, liar, pants on fire is?
I think that it is Miriam.
You think Miriam is our liar?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Because when I asked her favorite food in camp, she said that with her Sloppy Joes, she used tomato paste. But then afterwards, later, when I asked her, what is your least favorite summer camp food? She said anything with tomatoes.
Oh, so that basically negated everything else she said. It was yes. that one slip up. Okay, let's figure out if you are onto something here. So will the actual camp expert please let us know who you are?
It'd be Drew Bitterman from Camp Watito.
What? You got it! You did it! Great job!
Good job, Miles.
What do you think,
Miles?
Great
job.
Yay. First try.
Yay, you Yay. Did it. That was excellent. That is right. Drew Bitterman is the director of Camp Watito, a co-ed overnight camp in the Berkshires of Massachusetts. So happy to have you here. So that is great that you got that, Miles. So exciting. So it's time now to right the wrongs. We have to know, Drew, was there anything that our liar Miriam said that you need to correct for our listeners? Maybe anything that was absolute bunk?
I just don't know about mushrooms in Sloppy Joes. Mm. That I don't know
well,
the answer to.
That's not even a lie. That's so
Is
true.
That true?
Yes, that's how,
oh,
that's
I don't
how
even
my,
know.
That's my mom's recipe.
We don't serve Sloppy Joes.
That is actual
should.
Shit.
And by the way, Sloppy Joes to me is a deli sandwich with coleslaw and Russian, not meat.
Well, that's very specific to New Jersey.
It is a New Jersey Sloppy Joe.
Is it?
Yes,
oh, man.
It's delicious.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Very different. Miriam, was there anything that you actually lied about that maybe somebody could have identified?
Let's see. I mean, I'm not a chef. I don't have a catering company. I mean, I've never been to camp in my whole life.
Wow.
Actually, I've never gone to day camp. I've never gone to sleepaway camp. I do enjoy cooking, but it's not a profession. It's just something I enjoy doing in my own kitchen. And in my own kitchen, I totally do the 5-second rule.
Oh, no. Don't go to her house for dinner.
Yeah, sorry.
Definitely not.
Secrets out.
Well, we're glad you're not the chef, if that's the case,
yeah,
for
no.
sure. Very well done, Miles. Great job to everybody who played today. Thank you so much for being on Pants on Fire, where we tell liars to take a hike. And
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows and to learn how to become a participant, and if you're my mama and papa, visit bestrobotever.com. Please.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at www.gzmshows.com to be the first to hear about new shows, merch, and so much more.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.